I can't pinpoint exactly when my fascination with the paranormal began. What I do remember clearly are the visits to my grandparents' home on the outskirts of Metro Detroit. What I remember most was the chance to spend time with a certain book. After the obligatory family hugs, I would sneak off to the cabinet, grab the book, and immerse myself in tales of alternate realities, real-life monsters, and first-hand accounts of extraterrestrial visitations to Earth. As our former Secretary of Defense once said, "There are the things we know, and there are things we know are unknown. And then there's this whole mess of things we have no idea we don't know."
There is such a ridicule factor that keeps people from coming forward and telling the things that they know.
Rob Simone is a longtime UFO researcher and a guest host on the nationally syndicated radio show Coast to Coast AM. He spoke at the conference about his extensive legal work to find evidence of a government cover-up of extraterrestrial presence on Earth. I wanted to know why, after decades of people like him collecting evidence, there's yet to be a smoking gun confirming the claims of alien existence.
People always ask, when are we going to get real proof? The simple matter is, the bell has already rung. And I know people looking at this issue from a distance would not understand that, but in the early 50s, there was a mass sighting over Washington, D.C., of several unknown aircraft. They scrambled fighter jets. They didn't know what they were. They zipped off into the sky, and that made national headlines. There have been admissions from people in the military who've come forward and talked about this issue in context of an ongoing cover-up. So as far as people who are looking for the mountain of evidence, it's there.
Simone says, as both a talk show host and a researcher in the UFO phenomenon, he meets plenty of people who claim to have had an extraterrestrial experience. But he has a warning for those who are desperately yearning to have a brush with the paranormal.
Often they'll come up and they'll say that something happened to me. It's an experience that some people think that they want, but it comes with a price because you might not be the same after it happens. And I think the idea of being changed by an experience outside your control really frightens people. And perhaps it's the fear of that that keeps these experiences from happening to more people.
Our attention to the mysterious force is loose somewhere in outer space.
The mysteries of creation are there.
Up in the sky?
Up in the sky.